way with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles. Deliberately different since 1959. Go to Terribles.com for more details.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. And I got to tell you, I mean, I'm very happy that Aaron Phillips was able to come on the program, because education is one of these issues. Republicans, please listen to me. You can win. You will win on this issue. If you make this your flagship issue, you are going to win. And we were just talking off the air. Jim and I, we were just talking off the air. I think Joe Lombardo is going to fight for educational choice. And the reason why isn't, I don't know what's in his heart. I'm assuming that he believes what he's saying, and he really does believe that this is a good policy. But I think he fully understands that, hey, this is my ticket to win. I need to have some sort of school choice in order to win. I need parents to know that this is what me as a Republican, as a candidate, as a politician, I stand for you, the parent, making your own choice. And I wish more Republicans understood that and would just run with it, because I got to tell you, the polling, Republicans, you crush it on parental rights.
You saw what happened with Glenn Youngkin there in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
And he was way behind. And then he lobbed on to this issue, and it took him over the top.
I mean, and it's such a good issue, because it's politically, it's a great issue. People support it. Also, it's a great issue just morally and ethically. I mean, you're talking about giving kids who are stuck in these failing, horrible school districts that are just churning out, unfortunately, illiterate children who have no future and no opportunities. And you're talking about giving those kids an opportunity to go somewhere else. That's huge. That's from a humanitarian standpoint.
When kids in Baltimore, when 80 or 90% of them can't even do basic math or read English, you got a real problem.
Yeah. And something that gives them a lifeline is huge. And this is one of those things I get in arguments occasionally with some of my more progressive friends. But a lot of them have come around to seeing the virtue of school choice, because at its core, I mean, yes, there's the fiscal aspect of it, which makes conservatives happy. It's cheaper to do school choice than throw money at a public school system that's not working. But the actual arguments, the emotional appeal of it, is a very, very progressive idea. It's, rather than spending money on some sort of government program, we're going to give you, the family, a portion of this money, so that way you can go out and find the opportunities that you want. This is, if you were to be dropped from space and explain this to somebody, they would say, oh, is that a progressive idea? I mean, it's such a winning message, and it's such a winning concept, because it is a free market solution to a problem that government has created through government schools, and it's politically attractive. So, moving into the next election season, I really hope that the GOP pulls itself together on branding and messaging here. But even if they don't, because I have no faith in political parties nowadays, so I'm imagining that the GOP as an organization is going to be as big a failure as it always has been. But I'm hoping individual candidates look around and realize, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what district I'm running in. If I'm running against a Democrat, I can go to parents. I can go to kids and folks that are stuck in these bad school districts and say, guess what? Those Democrats, they did nothing for you. They asked for more money for this school that has been failing you for X number of years. And taking that message to folks, that is how Lombardo got support in an election that was otherwise pretty hostile to Republicans here in Nevada. That is how Glenn Youngkin got support in an election that nobody thought he even had a prayer of coming close. You know, we've seen, I think this is a big part of the reason why DeSantis has the popularity and the support that he does in Florida, because he has been all about education reform and expanding educational choice in that state. This is something folks need to understand. Parents are going to be more powerful than teacher unions or the education monopoly, if that's what you want to call it. Hey, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is my phone number if you want to be a part of the program. Let me know what you were thinking about. We still have a ton to talk about. Yes, I promise we will get to talking about Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon because, well, we have to. I mean, we just have to. Again, I'm Michael Schaus filling in for Kevin Wall here on 670 AM KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, at 1:30, as we check out your conditions right now, I'm looking at the traffic cams on US 95. Looks like you're moving along with no problems there on US 95. The Beltway 215, a little bit of congestion there westbound at Decatur, but other than that, not too shabby. Remember, that Tropicana construction zone on Interstate 15 will slow you down both directions, but it's only for a short period. From Spring Mountain to Tropicana on Interstate 15 south, and mainly from Sunset to past Tropicana on Interstate 15 northbound. So give yourself a little extra time to squeeze through.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NHL playoffs, the Golden Knights took a 3-1 series lead over Winnipeg with a 4-2 win last night. William Karlsson and Ivan Barbashev scored 47 seconds apart in the second period, and the Knights were able to hold on from there. Laurent Brossoit made 24 saves in net. Vegas can eliminate Winnipeg in Game 5. That's Thursday in Vegas. The Jets will likely be without star center Mark Scheifele. He left in the first period of last night's game with an upper body injury. The first round of the NFL draft is this Thursday in Kansas City. The Raiders have the 7th overall selection. The Suns can advance to the second round of the NBA playoffs with a win at home tonight over the Clippers. Phoenix up 3-1. If the Clippers force Game 6, that would be this Thursday in Los Angeles. The Suns have home court advantage, so if Game 7 is necessary, they host it this Saturday. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaw's right theirs with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When the project comes up, you have to jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaw's have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. Kevin Wall is out today. I am Michael Schaus filling in. I am the former communications director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute. I'm also a political columnist nowadays, and I am the founder of ShausCreative.com. Biden versus Trump versus DeSantis. This is kind of what we got going right now. I mean, I understand it. I highly doubt it's going to be a three-way race if Donald Trump loses the nomination and he's not the general election candidate. I don't think he's going to go third party and try to torpedo the Republicans. I'm hoping not. But, you know, it kind of raises an interesting question. Jim, I told you off the air, I'm starting to see flyers come in my mail for DeSantis now.
Right.
One just showed up. I think it was like 8 pages or something. It was all about DeSantis. I mean, it looks like the dude's running for president. Obviously, this was from a super PAC or something. What do you make of the DeSantis versus Trump dynamic right now? Because I actually think the way it's playing out, it's damaging for Trump.
Yeah. What is a real turnoff to me, because there's a lot of people that like Trump first, he's like 1A, but DeSantis is like 1B. And when you hear the captain of the team, Trump, criticize the backup for a lot of people, including myself, it bothers me a little bit. I have to admit that.
Well, and it's kind of a, you know, again, going back to branding, because I'm a branding guy. You know, I was looking at the flyer that I got from the pro DeSantis group. It was all about what a great guy DeSantis is. Now, believe it, don't believe it, I don't even care. But I just noticed that it was all very positive. It was, look at how great DeSantis is. I recently saw an ad by a pro-Trump group that was all about how bad DeSantis is. So far, all the messaging coming from Trump is attacking DeSantis, whereas all the messaging from the DeSantis camp is, hey, look at how great we are. And
right.
That has a psychological impact on folks. I think it makes Trump look very defensive and potentially weakens him, even with otherwise pro-Trump people.
I think what his team might be thinking is, okay, we got to get rid of this opponent first before we get to the other opponent. So, and use an NFL analogy, you have to win your division so you get that home game to go against the tougher competition down the road. And I think that's what he's trying to do. But hey, running the country is not football. And,
yeah.
And it's a real turnoff, I think, to a lot of people who like DeSantis as the default candidate. And I bet if you polled a lot of Republicans who are Trump supporters, they would slide right into DeSantis's camp at a moment's notice with no problem.
I mean, in fact, some recent polling even suggests that DeSantis right now is actually ahead of Trump, and probably for that reason. There are probably some soft Trump supporters who look at DeSantis and say, well, he might be more marketable than Trump. And you can agree or disagree, but I do think it's interesting to see how this plays out. Now, as bad as this is, do you think the Republicans have as big of a challenge ahead of them as the Democrats do with sleepy Joe Biden running for president? Because this is something, I mean, yeah, I know you've got, you know, one of the Kennedys had said, hey, I might go run up against Joe. But, I mean, Joe Biden, he can't excite people, right?
Not at all. He can't even find his way off the stage or make his way up the ramp to get to Air Force One, let alone run a campaign. Come on. In 2020, he stayed in his basement. Are they going to try that again?
Well, you know, they're going to have to. I mean, 22% of Democrats say they're excited by Joe Biden, which honestly feels, I don't know, larger than it should be.
Right.
A larger section of Democrats than it should be. And that's a pathetic margin for Democrats. Now, that being said, we've hit this kind of weird place in politics where more often than not, and this goes for the right and the left, more often than not, it seems like we are voting against somebody than for somebody. So you've got Democrats out there who say we're going to vote against Donald Trump part two. And you've got a lot of Republicans saying, hey, look, we're going to vote against Joe Biden. And this kind of got me to thinking, yes, we have a problem when it comes to politics. When we're at the point, I mean, I remember saying it in 2016 when we had Hillary and Trump running, two people who at the time were both very unpopular. And I said, this is the best that the country can put forward is two people who are technically underwater when it comes to the polls. We are at that point, I think, largely because we live in this political climate that has just become so divisive that people view the other side as absolute, complete and total, utter monsters under any circumstance. And therefore, you should do anything you can to fight those, you know, radical Nazis in the Republicans or those radical socialists in the left. Do you think there actually exists some sort of a middle ground in American politics right now?
I think there used to be, but I think you have to go back, you know, a few years. Remember, it was 1992 that Ross Perot got involved. And that was really the last time in American history that we had, should I use the word legitimate, but certainly there was a third alternative. That was 1992. And if memory serves, I think Bill Clinton only got about 42% of the vote in winning that election, where 39% of the vote went to Bush Sr. that year, and Ross Perot got about 20% of the vote. But it's not about a popular vote. It's about the Electoral College. And that's what put the Democrats in office back in 92 with
And as bad as that was, I think the Electoral College is something that's very much worth keeping, especially if we like our sway in politics here in Nevada. You definitely got to keep it, because without it, every candidate would just pass right over us.
They would go to California. Yeah. They would go to Texas. They would go to New York, maybe Ohio and Pennsylvania, and that's about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I struggle with a lot. I mean, being the libertarian that I am, I'm very rarely happy with either political party. But I realize there's got to be something that gives here. And I really think the way forward, and I think we're already seeing it, if you look at how many people have left both parties over the course of the last couple of years, the independents have grown, and not just because of the DMV law, although partially, but you've actually seen people leave both parties upset with them. I'm hoping that we're getting to the point where people become more issue voters. And I think we saw that in Virginia. I think we saw that even here in Nevada. And we saw that in places like Florida, where an issue like education suddenly matters more than party. And I really hope we start getting there, because when you start looking at the policies, man, I got to tell you, the Democrats are out of touch on a lot of the policies that actually seem to matter to folks. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
And their policy, see, they'll do anything but talk about their policies, because their energy policy has caused the inflation, it's caused food prices to go up, the transportation costs of that food, transportation for everything goes up because of energy. That was something that Trump had America on the right track. We were energy independent, and we were paying $2 for gas. Now we're not energy independent, and we're paying $5 for gas.
Look, Joe Biden's one and only selling point going into the next election is that he's still not Donald Trump. And that's it. That's the only thing they're going to run on. They're not going to run on anything else. Hey, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA, if you want to be part of the program. I am Michael Shouse, filling in for Kevin Wall. We'll be right back on AM 670 KMZQ.
We when the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion. Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our election. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborne Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Welcome back. I'm Michael Schauss, filling in for Kevin Wall. Kevin Wall is going to be broadcasting live from the border in McAllen, Texas tomorrow, or at least what's left of the border. How come stories about kids in cages just disappeared as soon as Trump was no longer president?
Yeah, interesting how that just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, strange. It's almost like there might be some sort of a bias in the mainstream media. I don't know. You know, we were talking a second ago about this idea of issue-based politics. Like, maybe that might be the future rather than political parties. It's really who captures that issue that voters care about the most. And from my perspective, this is a good thing if people start focusing less on whether or not there's an R or a D in front of somebody's name and just, hey, on school choice, what do you care about? Or on guns, what do you care about? And I bring up guns because this is something I think might be a little bit of a blind spot for some conservatives when they're thinking about it. There's talk again about doing some sort of national assault weapon ban. You know, Democrats are hoping that maybe they can get a couple of seats, and that if Joe Biden remains president, they can go ahead and try to ban assault weapons. And certainly this is going to run into legal challenges. But in the meantime, let's just assume that on some level, state level or federal level, within the next few years, we get a ban on assault weapons. Something I hear from conservatives a lot is they say, well, the United States military and police are never going to disarm people. And I got a question. Does anybody remember what happened in 2020 when governors decided to shut down everything? Who enforced all those shutdowns? Those were cops, right? Those were police. Those were National Guardsmen. You know, the folks that arrested that paddleboarder who is by himself in the middle of the ocean in California, that was the U.S. National Guard. Are you confident as a conservative? And I understand conservatives are usually pretty preferential or deferential to especially police and military and what have you. Do you have confidence that if there was an assault weapons ban, do you think that police would not enforce it, or do you think that they would enforce it vigorously? What do you think, Jim?
Would they enforce?
Would they enforce an assault weapon ban? If in the next couple of years, let's say Democrats pass one in Nevada, or let's say that there's a national assault weapon ban, as a general rule, do you think that police and military and what have you would enforce those really absurd unconstitutional laws?
Well, I have heard different sheriffs which have said in blue states like in Oregon and
right.
others that say that that they wouldn't enforce those types of laws because they're ridiculous and it goes against the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. You just got to read it.
Yeah.
Just it's right
yeah.
there.
It seems simple to me.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why I raise that is because one of the ways I think we can fight some of this division on the national level is focus more on what's going on in your own backyard. Because you're absolutely right. There are some sheriffs out there who have said, look, I'm going to protect your Second Amendment rights no matter what happens. And those are the guys that, if you believe in, you know, gun rights, you got to support. And you have to focus on those really local races. We talked earlier about district attorneys. How does a district attorney in Clark County feel about guns? If you don't know, you should go out there and find out. Because they're going to have a whole lot more impact than any of, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. You know, the feds or the state even can pass whatever laws they want. But it boils down to that very local election of your district attorney or your sheriff. That's who is actually going to make your life difficult if these are bad laws.
Well, and I think in flyover country especially, people who appreciate the Second Amendment are the ones who know that a sheriff's deputy or a police officer could be a half hour to an hour away. So how if you have a need right now to protect yourself, and you know, and so does the assailant know, that help is more than 15, 20 minutes away, you need to survive that. And I think that's why so many people in the Midwest are pro-Second Amendment.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, more people in the urban centers are becoming Second Amendment fans as well within the last few years because they've realized 12-minute response time for cops, that's a really long time to have a bad guy in your house trying to do bad things to you. Hey, 844-2-NEVADA, 844-2-NEVADA is the phone number if you want to be a part of the program. I am Michael Schaus, filling in for Kevin Wall. Plenty more up ahead here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a